And now for today's commentary.
We're already getting excited about the spring planting season on our farm in Illinois. There's nothing like a few 70-degree days to get you in the mood. I love this global warming. Field conditions are dry enough to knife in anhydrous ammonia. The planters in the shop, repairs being made. Pits under the hog barns are being sucked out, taken to the fields. That's going to save a big fertilizer bill. There are many things we can do to help ensure a profitable year, and yet there are so many variables that are completely out of our control. Start with the weather. These ground conditions right now are unusually dry. We're in the field doing some work, not something we normally can do this early. But you know the advice, make hay when the sun shines, and I'm sure we're going to get rain. The river always floods at least once. We still don't know what the acceptability of genetically modified crops will be this fall, but we're still going to plant some. USDA has just set new standards for organic food. The organic food business is growing 20% per year to $6 billion, and it's still just 1% of all food sold. Organic doesn't mean the food's any safer, Secretary Glickman said that, but if that's what the people want, farmers will accommodate. If enough acres were committed to organic food production, however, we wouldn't have a surplus. We'd literally be in the death grip of a worldwide famine. We can't control what is grown in other countries. We can't dictate free and open access to every market. There are so many things we can't manage. We just have to manage what we can and hope for the best. And we have faith. I am John Block from Washington. My heart's down on the farm.